Digdarshanik Tika of Sri Damodarashtaka by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Text number 8. Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne. Twadiyo dorayata visvasya damne. Namo radhikayai twadiya priyayai. Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. O Lord, I offer respectful obeisances unto your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. And that belly was bound up by your mother Yashoda with a brilliantly effulgent rope. And to this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I also offer repeated obeisances to your dear most beloved Srimati Radharani. And I bow down before you, who are performing unlimited, super excellent pastimes. Commentary by Srila Sanatan Goswami. And so now, at the conclusion of this Damodarashtakam prayer, in order to summarize the presentation of topics that are being prayed for, and also to arouse the attributes of bhakti, obeisances are given separately unto Bhagavan's unique binding, his bodily limbs, associates, and so on, in this verse beginning with the words, Namaste Stu. It is thus stated, I bow down to the Mahapash, the magnificent rope which binds your belly. And what is this grand rope like? It is Spura Dipti Damne. It is the source or shelter of a splendorous effulgence. It is suggested in this regard by the author that such a Mahapash is the very abode of the endlessly radiant concentrated Brahma Tejas, or the all-pervading Brahman effulgence. After that, Twadiyo Dorayata, I bow down to your belly. The reason for this is because while being bound with ropes, Krishna especially manifested the beauty and other qualities of his belly, as well as the glorious characteristics of Vatsalya Leela and other pastimes. And what is that belly like? It is stated, Vishvasya Damne. That belly is the support for all the universes within creation, including all stationary and moving beings contained therein. And from the lotus navel on Krishna's abdomen, in his form as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, has sprouted a gigantic lotus flower sustaining the 14 worlds. Additionally, during Krishna's childhood pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna also displayed the Vishvarupa, or universal form, to his mother on two separate occasions. So this is yet another indication. Therefore, in such a pastime as binding Krishna by the waist, Mother Yashoda actually bound up the whole universe. Indeed, Yashoda brought the entire creation under her control. This is the proclamation. For it is never possible to factually bind the all-pervading, limitless, potent Lord, who is known as Jagad Isha, the Supreme Controller. But Krishna willingly accepts binding as an attribute of his super-excellent affection for his devotees, Bhakta Vatsalya Vishesh. And by that acceptance of binding, we are thus informed that such pastimes are imperceptible to all logic and reasoning available within all the material universes. This is an intimation or indirect suggestion of Krishna's Aishvarya Vishesh, or attributes of majesty. The reason for offering obeisances first unto the rope, Damna, and then unto the Lord's belly, Udara, is because the rope is situated upon Krishna's belly. Or furthermore, to indicate the ascending superiority in the significance of different things. And so respects are first offered to the rope and then to Krishna's belly. And now we come to the words Namo Radhikayai. Obeisances are offered unto Krishna's most beloved Bhagavati Sri Radhika. This is done in order to show that the mercy of Krishna's beloved Radha enables one to fully attain the desired objective, including objectives that are even beyond the range of one's desire. By offering obeisances unto Sri Radhika, it is implied that obeisances are also being offered unto all the gopis. Or else it means, since Sri Radha is the foremost of all gopis, obeisances are offered only unto her. The word Radhika is used here to denote the attributes and excellence of one who is always engaged in Sri Bhagavan's aradhana or worship, arranging only for Krishna's pleasure. This is the purpose of using the specific name Radhika in this text. And therefore, Tvadiya Priyayai, obeisances unto Krishna's most beloved. Or else this name Radhika indicates Ruddhi in grammatical terms, for it is capable of conveying a meaning not supported by derivation, but rather based on conventional usage. Therefore, regardless of Radha's aradhana or worship of Krishna, Radha is still considered Krishna's eternally dearmost beloved, Nitya Priya. In this connection also, the word Tvadiya indicates that not only is Radha dear to Krishna, but Radha is dear to all Krishna's other devotees as well. So what more then could be said about how dear Radha is to Krishna? And additionally, this statement implies that Krishna is also Radha's Nitya Priya, or eternally dear beloved. By such, the excellence of Sri Radhika's love for Sri Krishna, or Prema Vishesha, is suggested. Thus the words Priyayai Namaha in this verse can either mean my obeisances unto Krishna, who is Radhika's beloved, or my obeisances unto Radhika, who is Krishna's most beloved. Whoever is beloved to Krishna, such a person is certainly worshipable for the entire universe. And therefore, since Radhika is Krishna's own dearmost beloved, Namastestu, I bow down before her. And finally, at the conclusion of this Damodarashtaka prayer, the author desires to describe the supreme super excellence of the Rasa Leela and other transcendental pastimes which Lord Sri Krishna performs along with Sri Radhika. But since these are the topmost of confidential topics, they are not mentioned directly. And so, the logic of Madhurena Samapayate, that all undertakings should be completed sweetly, applies here. Therefore, such confidential pastimes are referred to only by a mere dint, as they are offered obeisances with the words Namo Nanta Lilaya, obeisances unto your limitless pastimes. The word Devaya indicates that obeisances are offered unto Bhagavan, who is Loka Uttara, supernatural, divine, and transcendental. And with this it is intimated that by Damodara's divinely supernatural quality, then all of the leelas performed by Krishna are also similarly transcendental. Or else it could also be interpreted to mean, my obeisances unto you who are continuously engaged in pastimes along with Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tubhyam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are thus performing limitless pastimes. By the words Ananta Lila, it is suggested to include all the pastimes associated within the realm of Gokula Vrindavan. I therefore offer my obeisances unto all those Leelas. Such a mood is most certainly expressed in this final verse. Thus ends Sanatana Goswami's Digdarshini Tika on the 8th shloka of Sri Sri Damodarashtakam. All glories to His Divine Grace, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Namaste Stu Damne Pura dipti damne Twadiyo darayatha Vishpasya damne Namo radhikayai Twadiya priyayai Namo nanta lilaya Devaya tubhyam Namaste stu damne, spura dipti damne. Twadiyo darayatha vishvasya damne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai. Namo nanta lilaya, Devaya tubhyam. Namaste stu damne, spura dipti damne. Twadiyo darayatha vishvasya damne. Namo radhikayai, twadiya priyayai. Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubhyam. Jaya radha damodara radha damodara radhe. Jaya radha damodara radha damodara radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, 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 Damodara Radha.